Hi, this is Bill Thomas at Prairie Public. Recently, I was at an open house of the Arts Partnership, the Arts Council for our area around the Fargo-Moorhead region, and I buttonholed the newest member of the Arts Partnership staff, Ethan Michelson, and I asked him what he liked about his job.
One of my favorite parts about this job is I get to be the events guru for Fargo and really tell people what the art event that they can't miss is that's coming up. So if you want to check out all the events, you can look at our website. Obviously, we have our calendar at theartspartnership.net. But otherwise, January is going to be a big month. I know people say it's sleepy, but there's a lot of cool stuff coming up. We were just talking about the FM Choral artists are going to have a commission piece called I Call Your Name. And it's a bunch of different pieces that are original, and they'll be performing, one of the top choirs in the area, I would say. So that's exciting to hear.
I asked Ethan about the Fargo-Moorhead Community Theater, FMCT. They're, of course, unable to use their main building right now because of a cracked roof beam.
They still are having some really great stuff, and I think people are going to get excited about Little Women, their production, not only because they had the live-action film that just came out. That I've heard a lot of really great reviews about that, but it's a timeless story, really, so that's exciting to see, and it's something I haven't read the book, so, that's kind of this will be my expectation setting for that, but the other thing that I'm excited about is a play by Patrick Casper. It's called Orange Rhymes with Purple, and it's all about, the characters are colors, and so their color kind of is reflected in the personality of the character, and, it's maybe pointed at a younger audience, but it can be really appreciated with more of a metaphorical look at things as well. So that should be at the Shanley High School there. And then there's also Fargo Famous is a production from FMCT. They do a talent show. And so that should be a real testament to the local culture to see what kind of talents we have going on here. And there's definitely a lot of talent to be had. So
that Fargo Famous talent show, given the state of FMCT's building, is going to be at the Radisson this Friday night. I asked Ethan Michelson about his job doing communications and marketing for the Arts Partnership and what channels, what techniques work best.
What I have learned is people like information and they like entertainment in chunks. And so it's just a matter of portioning out the right chunk for the right space. And so that's why we love the internet, because it's such small chunks and we get through it quickly and we can jump from one chunk to another. But, whereas you might have to respect people's attention a little bit more in a newspaper because you're expecting them to read the whole article and not stop halfway through, although some people do. And so that's what I'm always focused on, is how people's attention changes, really. So to be able to write for the internet is a completely different idea than to write for the newspaper. However, they both work simultaneously and they kind of affect each other too. So you have to be aware of that as well.
Well, and you can find out for yourself how well Ethan Michelson does with these chunks of information by subjecting yourself to them. They're in the papers. You can go to social media and look at the Arts Partnership postings there. You can go to their webpage, theartspartnership.net, and you can sign up for the newsletter or take a look at the blog and the postings in the calendar that's there. All for you to be well informed about the arts. This is Bill Thomas at Prairie Public.